Murder charges are pending against a psychiatric patient who killed his caseworker and tried to kill his doctor. This happened near Philadelphia. The psychiatrist was carrying a gun and fired back before the patient could kill others. NPR's Jeff Brady has the story.
Delaware County District Attorney Jack Whalen laid out what happened Thursday afternoon in a psychiatric clinic next to Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital. He says patient Richard Plotz was there to see his psychiatrist. Caseworker Barbara Hunt also was there. The DA says Plotz was agitated, wouldn't sit down, pulled out a gun and pointed it at Hunt.
And fired into her head, into the left side of her head, which we believe immediately killed her. That bullet went right into her brain. And we believe it was instant death at that point in time.
D.A. Whalen says the psychiatrist who was treating Plotz, Dr. Lee Silverman, was crouched behind his desk.
At that point in time, the doctor reached into his pocket and pulled out a .32 caliber semi-automatic handgun.
Whalen says Dr. Silverman had a permit to carry the concealed weapon. The DA says the doctor began firing his gun at Plotz, hitting him several times. Shortly after that, staff at the clinic subdued Plotz, and he was taken to a hospital for treatment. DA Whalen says Plotz has been kept sedated, but will be charged with murder, attempted murder, and other charges. Whalen says Plotz had 39 more bullets on him, but he never got a chance to use them.
I believe that if the doctor did not have the firearm, if the doctor did not utilize the firearm, he'd be dead today. And I believe that other people in that facility would also be dead, and we'd be making funeral arrangements for those individuals.
Whalen says the hospital does not allow guns in the building, but he says Dr. Silverman did not break any laws by bringing the gun there. Dr. Silverman did not respond to NPR's request for an interview. Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital praised Silverman and said in a statement they are reviewing policies and procedures to ensure a safe environment. The case has prompted a discussion in the psychiatric community. Murray Shane is a psychiatrist in New York who works with patients who have violent histories.
As far as I know, there are no guidelines that I'm aware of in the American Psychiatric Association about guns being carried by psychiatrists. I just never heard it come up before.
A spokeswoman for the American Psychiatric Association, Eve Harold, said in a statement to NPR that the APA has no official position on unusual situations such as this one and has no comment at this time. Dr. Shane says despite the outcome in this case, he does not think psychiatrists should be carrying guns.
No, I don't think that would be a good idea. I don't see what the need for. I mean, this just happened to be a strangely fortuitous situation, I think.
Shane points out there's still a lot we don't know about this case, such as why Dr. Silverman chose to carry a weapon with him while working. Dr. Silverman was injured during the shooting. He was treated for a hurt thumb and a graze wound to his head, then released from the hospital. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.